Thomas, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Hey, you bet. I was excited to read about your story and see everything that had been done, and I'm really eager to find out more about it.
No, we're happy to talk about it. It's a project we're very proud of.
If you could just introduce yourself to us, kind of tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, my name is Thomas Bakke. I'm the senior elephant keeper at Pittsburgh Zoo International Conservation Center, and I help take care of 5 African elephants.
Okay, very good. Now, how long have you been doing this?
I've been working with elephants for about 7 years now, but it was a lifelong dream. My parents told me, about 3 years old, I said I wanted to work with elephants. So I never changed my mind. I don't think anyone told me how much they go to the bathroom.
Now, do you remember what it was, or do your parents remember what it was that inspired you to want to work with elephants?
My mom says is the first time I said it was she made me a zoo birthday cake in the shape of an elephant, and they were my favorite animal ever since. But I remember my first interaction with an elephant. It was back at the Hogle Zoo in Salt Lake City, Utah, and it was an old kind of moated system that's since been kind of done away with in lots of zoos, including there. But an elephant reached across the moat, and I was able to feed it some grass or something that I plucked from the ground. I must have been 3 or 4 years old, but I remember it distinctly. And that's kind of the case for a lot of people. They remember their first interaction with an elephant. I spent a lot of time volunteering at different rescues. Ruth and I worked at the Humane Society of Utah for a time. And then I worked at the Hogle Zoo while I went to college. I got a degree in psychology and zoology. And after that, I applied for internships. And I landed one at the Toledo Zoo, working with the elephants there. And I was eventually hired on temporarily. And then I got a job with the Pittsburgh Zoo.
Very cool. Well, so you worked your way up and you found your way into the Pittsburgh Zoo working for the ICC. What is the ICC and what is the mission?
The ICC is a offsite program, and our goal is to provide a place for elephants to create a family. We believe that elephants in social groups are healthier. We want to provide animals that can be used as ambassador species for people who come and see them. So that's kind of our main goal is right now in the wild, we're losing around 100 elephants a day due to habitat loss in the ivory trade. And with that going on right now, we want to create a safety net.
You mentioned that you had worked with cattle before at a different rescue operation. How different is it working with elephants as opposed to cattle? Is it just a size difference, or is there more to it than that?
Oh, my goodness. The size difference is probably the most obvious difference. Our male out here, Jackson, he's around 11,000 pounds and 11 feet at the shoulder. So he's a big boy. But then their intelligence comes into play as well. Out of all the animals I've worked with, none of them try to figure you out in the way an elephant does. They have an incredible memory, for lack of a better word, an empathy. If I come in and I'm kind of in a bad mood or kind of down or something, they pick it up faster than any coworker could. And they act differently. So when it comes down to it, they almost become like family members because you're so intertwined into their life and vice versa.
Well, now, how did you get involved with the Berlin Brothers Valley FFA chapter?
It was a lot of chance, honestly. My wife has a brother that went to the Berlin Brothers Valley High School, and she'd mentioned that they had shop classes, which kind of planted a seed in my head. And Mr. Miller came out with some of the other faculty, and I asked them about their welding program. And that was really all it took from there, because I had received a grant the previous year and I was going to all these different local welders to see how I could get these feeders built. And the price was astronomical. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a losing hope type moment. And this wonderful thing kind of came out of it. So it honestly just started with a conversation, and he was excited about it. I was excited about it. The school became excited about it. The students became excited about it. And then, you know, the elephants got to benefit from it. Mm-hmm. But is how often do high school kids get to build something that will directly impact an elephant's life?
And how many of the feeders have been constructed for you so far?
2 are complete, and they're still working on the remaining 4.
And how have the 2 that are complete, how have they been working?
They've worked very well. It's interesting. A lot of times when given something to do, animals will pick the most stimulating option. So it's interesting to watch the elephants. There'll be hay on the ground right in front of them, but they'll still prefer to eat out of the hanging feeder. So it really has made a big difference. We've added several hanging feeders inside the barns as well that weren't quite as elaborate, but the elephants are much more engaged. I think mentally, it's just the better option.
And what was your impression with the talent level and the work ethic of the FFA students that you were able to work with on this project?
They were fantastic. The enthusiasm was really through the roof. I went in to talk to like one class about elephants, about what we did, and it ended up turning into six classes. I was all there all day and made me appreciate my teachers a lot better. But the feeders look beautiful, run wonderfully, and they're withstanding the force of an 11,000-pound animal. We couldn't have asked for better quality. It really is something special.
All right. Well, Thomas, thank you very much for doing the interview with me.
You're very welcome. Thanks again for having me.
You bet. So now we're going to hear from the advisor there at Berlin Brothers Valley FFA chapter, Dan Miller. Dan, thank you very much for joining me and talking about this project.
Thanks for having us.
And now, how long have you been an FFA advisor?
This is 15 years now.
15 years. Have you ever had the opportunity to work on a project like this before?
No.
Now, your chapter, is it mostly a rural farm-based chapter? Is it an urban chapter? I mean, what's the mix of students like at your chapter?
Yeah, it's a very rural school. We might have a graduating class of 50 to 70 students a year. It's a pretty small rural school.
And when your students who are so, you know, traditionally involved in agriculture, when they found out they're going to be working on a project for elephants and maybe even being around the elephants, what did their faces look like when they found that out?
The same as mine, pretty scared. I had absolutely no idea what we were getting into. But I tell you, the challenge that we were up against, it was great. The students took a lot of pride in it, working with a great organization such as the Pittsburgh Zoo and the ICC, and the staff is phenomenal to work with. And, you know, as a teaching aspect, this is something that, you know, a teacher dreams about, being able to do for their students and giving them this aspect of education, because it's not every day, or it's not a typical unit that you can cover. And just being able to work with them through this was just a great experience.
And are you looking forward to continuing this project and this partnership going forward with new students coming into your chapter?
Oh, the kids love it. And working with the zoo and the ICC and the staff, we have a couple things that we're working on now, is like an enrichment little project, like a dispensing unit where we're able to teach the elephants different things, just to give them different treats. We're working on that this upcoming year. We're going to be making some more elephant hay feeders. And then, you know, I don't know what the future's to hold, but if we're able to continue this partnership, we're most certainly going to go forward with it.
Great. Well, Mr. Miller, thank you very much for coming on, and thank you for arranging all of this for us today to conduct this interview. Is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap it up?
Thanks for having us, and hopefully we see you at the National FFA Convention.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.